The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Yes, Ashley Narkin is back with me, the TV chef and the mindful eating coach. We're going to talk about the Taste of Kildare Festival happening this weekend. Ashley is the star attraction, I understand.
I'm the host of the Caller Food Stage.
Oh my
gosh.
Don't give away too much. We'll keep people on tenterhooks for the moment. What about now, though? What are we talking about?
Talking about blackberries. Very early on in the year to be talking about blackberries. Normally, this is a September conversation, but they are out. The hedgerows are full of blackberries.
Yes.
We don't savour them and enjoy them now. Like, we are having a great summer.
We are.
I was about to do that thing. I'm not doing that thing that people do. We are having a great summer.
I know. And just feel like it's over. I keep reminding myself, it's only the second week of August.
That's it. None of that other rubbish that people are talking about. So we're going to savour the sunshine.
Third week of August, I guess, technically, is it? Oh my God, it is over. It is over.
No.
I picked a blackberry in St. Stephen's Green the other day.
Ooh.
Walking through it, yeah.
Is it nice? Did you eat
walking
it?
Through on Tuesday. I had a bit of time to kill before interviewing Jason Donovan, who was studio on Tuesday. And there was blackberries growing in Stephen's Green, which
That's
was
new.
Unexpected.
Yeah.
Delicious.
You see, they pop up everywhere. It's the bramble and that thicket, and they grow. And once they get a little bit of sunshine and a little bit of rain, they are beautiful.
Mm.
They actually grow really interesting if you watch. So they grow up from the ground and they kind of arch, and then they tend to like kind of drop back. Back as I am dropping back
down.
Yeah,
dropping
down
away
there.
From the microphone. Get back there.
Drop back down. So they're like beautiful at this time of year. They're black and they're glossy, and they're called droops and drooplets. So the ones that hang so close to the bottom, they're the sweetest. They're the
purpose, okay.
They're the juiciest. But again, when you're picking them in nature, I suppose a couple of things. Like, we've been picking blackberries for 8,000 years and probably longer. They're really synonymous with us in Ireland and the UK.
Yes.
We love a blackberry. Nordic, Scandi. There are two kind of core regions for blackberries.
Okay.
It's states as well, but I mean, I suppose it's so cultural, isn't it? It's so seasonal, and it's that transition of the seasons, the harvest season that we link to blackberries so much. If you're picking them, try, and obviously the ones that are higher up are possibly a little bit safer from, you know, the doggies out for the walks.
Yes.
Take two-thirds, leave one-third for nature. There is so many little creatures in nature that need those blackberries.
Oh, right, okay.
You've got the
so
bees,
don't take them all off the hedgerows.
No, but the moths, everybody, there's so many. So take your amount, leave some for the neighbours, leave some for the wildlife,
yes.
And then go and enjoy them, cook them. I've got a ton of recipes. I might actually start you eating, because
okay.
We've got a lot of eating to do.
Right,
I'll
yeah.
talk through blackberries and a little bit more.
Where
about
will we start? Where do you want to start?
Let's start with your canapé.
Okay.
Which is your beautiful bread with brie and pickled blackberries. So open the jar. So I pickled some blackberries. So what a way to reserve them. Yeah. So there is half a cup of white wine vinegar, half a cup of warm water, a little couple of bay leaves, peppercorns, a little bit of sugar and a little bit of salt. So you make up your pickling liquor, pop your blackberries in a little jam jar, and then pour the liquor over it while it's still hot. And then you can have this. It'll last, now it's not one of these long things that will last you for months on end, right?
Okay.
It lasts for about a week in the fridge. So you'll get about a week out of it. But I suppose it's so often, like, blackberries are synonymous with apples, you know, and we kind of make that link.
Yeah.
We forget to go any further than that link. So today is all about exploring different flavours that pair so beautifully with blackberries.
Mm.
Isn't it interesting?
Yeah, lovely.
Like, it's a different way to experience them. You know, it's not just always that kind of sweetness, but it's that combination of both. And with the creaminess of the brie, you've got the tartness of the blackberry, but then you've got that kind of piquancy of the pickle. It's a winner. It's
I'm going to go again.
On a little bit of bread, it's gorgeous. It's lovely. And again, always, if you're serving a brie cheese, a camembert, room temperature. You know, always never take it straight out of the fridge. Always have room temperature.
Should that be part of it?
No.
All right, okay.
But thanks for checking.
It's just beside it.
it's slightly wrongly.
Okay.
That's a mug of custard.
All right, okay.
Definitely don't put the custard on that. Leave the custard off, right? But brie, pickled blackberry. I think definitely, like, you could do a puff pastry. You could fit like a whole round log of goat's cheese in it. Bake that in the oven, and then when it comes out, put those pickled blackberries on top and have it as kind of a little sharing plate in the centre. And this isn't hard.
Yes.
This is buying puff pastry, sitting goat's cheese on top, and making the pickle, which took about 4.5 minutes, right? So that's a total easy win.
Really good.
I've got lots of eating, but as we eat, I'm going to make you a little mocktail cocktail, okay?
Okay.
So I took some blackberries and I cooked them down really low and slow to make this like little blackberry syrup. I put some water or sugar in with the tiny little bit of water as well. So in the bottom, I have muddled already some mint and some lime over ice. And then we're going to top it with a ginger beer.
Lovely. Look at this.
Yeah, really nice. Give it a little stir. But pairing blackberry with, I suppose, like cassis would be your kind of normal one. Like you could make that and put in the bottom of a glass with a little bit of Prosecco, a little bit of champagne. It would be lovely. But if you want something non-alcoholic.
Oh, that's really nice.
Isn't it?
Very refreshing. Yeah.
It's, and that's what it's meant to be. It's like a refresher style drink. So you've got the mint for the brightness. You've got the lime and then you've got the blackberry and the ginger. Yeah, ginger is really nice. It's a lovely little combination between the two, isn't it? I really like that.
That's really good. When you're picking all these blackberries.
Yes.
Why? You know, when you pick a blackberry, they say that look for the white bit.
Yeah.
And then when you pick a raspberry, it's empty in the middle.
Yeah. So there's black black raspberries and blackberries. And
they're different.
Yeah, they are different.
Okay.
And we don't see a whole lot of the black raspberries. Like so often ours will be blackberries. But that's how you know the difference. So it'll be hollow in the centre if it's a black raspberry.
Okay.
And it will have that white piece in the centre if it's your blackberry.
Okay.
It's really, it's like an interesting little one, I suppose. And because they've been around for so long, it's kind of, yeah, it's nice to know the difference. But like this is the season for them. Mm. You can pick them. They're so fabulous when you pick them fresh, right? And all of these recipes have been made with them literally fresh off the bramble.
Yes.
But if you can't, I suppose doing something like that pickle, which will last it for a week, doing something like a jam or a compote is really nice. So the compotes will go brilliantly on your overnight oats, stirred into, like even making like a kind of a yogurt-based milkshake or something like that.
Yes.
Really nice. Or you can make sauces that go beautiful with meat.
Okay, we're going to get to that.
We're going to get to that.
You know, use it now at the time. There's a time you're not meant to eat them, isn't there?
After the 26th or 29th of September, it's Michaelmas.
Oh, yeah.
So the old belief is that the devil has spit on them.
Oh, yeah.
So don't eat them because the devil has spit on them. But I suppose in earnest, the scientific piece behind that is they start to grow a mould.
On
the vine or on the thicket, on the bramble. And it's that their people are really afraid of, I suppose, is that you're going to eat the mould, essentially. Freezing them is really good as well. So when you bring them home, if you're not going to cook them down and make a little compote and you want to preserve them in their most natural state, you can't just dump them into a freezer bag and like freeze them because they'll all clump
together. There is a knife and fork there. I was eating this with a dessert spoon.
Sorry. Pass that over to you. Flat freeze them. So take yourself like an oven tray or a baking tray and lay them out flat. Freeze them flat. Once they're frozen flat, then lift them up and then put them into that freezer bag. But they'll all clump together otherwise. So you can freeze them and then take out a couple every couple of weeks. Okay, I'm going to tell you what you're eating.
Mm.
So blackberries, if we move away from, I suppose, the creamy dairy, and they pair really well with meat.
Yeah.
Red meat specifically. Something like venison. Something like duck. Something like lamb. Something like beef or pork. But particularly, I suppose, venison or duck is really beautiful. What I've made for us today is a really... Sometimes I think venison and duck can be a little bit, you know, the premise of like a restaurant. So I'm trying to like, how can we translate it into something really seasonal that we can make at home? So these are beef meatballs.
Yeah.
They've been stuffed with a little bit of Wensleydale cheese.
I was going to ask what was that in them.
It's a little bit of that cranberry kind of. So like this is the most beautiful bowl of bright purple almost. So what I did was I shaped up the meatballs, seasoned them with salt and pepper, stuffed them with the Wensleydale, rolled them up. I heated up a little bit of duck fat on the bottom of a tray first, then put them sizzling. So take the tray out with the sizzling duck fat, sit them on so it char, you know, gives them a little bit of colour on top. Really nice. And then I popped in like two handfuls of blackberries, a beetroot from the garden that had been boiled.
Lovely.
Sliced up.
Yeah.
Loads of sprigs of rosemary, loads and loads of rosemary, olive oil and balsamic vinegar. Like that's it. That's it. And when I tell you, if you never see a recipe, don't be worrying, because like that's all you kind of have to do. A drizzle of olive oil, a splash, like maybe two or three tablespoons of olive oil, two or three tablespoons of balsamic vinegar, one big beetroot, two handfuls of blackberries, loads, like five, six sprigs of rosemary in there, and let it slow. Like it didn't even slow cook. It was cooked for about 20, 25 minutes in the oven. And then serve that like on a bed of even grains, something like your quinoa, your couscous, your brown rice, even creamy mashed potato would be lovely. With bread is really nice.
Yeah.
It's one of those, I suppose, kind of more transitional dishes, but it's a really nice way and a really economical way to use up blackberries in a dish like that. Now, I said that sauce will translate so lovely onto duck. Like, but remember so often we spoke about those duck, the half duck you just throw in the oven, cooks in 20 minutes, it's already cooked. Like you're just kind of putting it back in. This sauce over that would be pretty wow. Really nice.
really nice. Do you know, it's really autumn. I know we're not, I know we're in summer, but it is autumnal.
And I'm so conscious of that with these recipes. And when I was coming up with the recipes and the ideas, I want to keep it so summery, but it, like when it comes to the savoury, it does lend itself when you move away from the cheese to those red meats. Now, the other recipe that I had tested, and it's lovely, is chicken thighs, courgettes, fennel, red onion.
Oh, yeah.
And that same sauce.
Okay.
Really nice as well.
Same sauce, same thing.
Same thing.
Brilliant.
Really nice, but just changing up the veggies. Dessert. We have two, not one, but two,
two desserts.
My
all right. Okay.
Let's go with this one because it's got ice cream on
top.
An Italian gelato, vanilla, to be exact. Now.
What
will
is
you,
this
will you
in my hand?
Well, no, actually, no, no, no. I'm not taking the blame for this today.
Interesting. You it's like a soup spoon, but I see no soup anywhere in studio.
Who picked up the wrong spoon to eat his...
Well, you hid the knife and fork underneath the...
It's over here. You had a dessert spoon in front of you. Now you could have had it. You'll just have to get over it.
Yeah.
Let me tell you what you're going to eat because it's delicious. It is a self-saucing lemon and blackberry pudding. Oh my God. I'm so excited. It's just...
Oh, lovely.
Isn't it so comforting and rich and delicious? It's gorgeous.
The lemon is really nice in it.
Now, I'll tell you what I did here, right? Because it's just lovely. Butter and sugar, you cream them, then into that. So the secret to a self-saucing pudding is virtually no dry ingredient, virtually no flour, right?
Okay.
So it's 40 grams of flour, 40 grams of ground almonds.
Yeah.
And then you make up this dough, and sorry, there's two eggs and then 250 mils of milk. But you're kind of looking at it going... Oh, golly gosh, this looks like, you know, you look like you've done something wrong.
Yeah.
You've just got to trust the process.
Okay.
So into that then, I took half a jar of lemon curd. So swirled the lemon curd all the way through. And then you just dump in loads and loads of blackberries, as many as you want. Like, I mean, you can never have enough blackberries.
Yeah.
Really. Pop in all of your blackberries. Make sure they're washed, obviously. Put them in. And then you pour that into some sort of, so I've baked it in one of those enamel kind of dishes that are perfect for the oven.
Yeah.
But you have to cook it in a specific way. So it's almost like an old style kind of steamed pudding. So it has to cook in a bain-marie of water. So you've got to get another dish that will sit on your shelf in your oven, fill it up with boiling water from the kettle, and then you sit that on top of it or into it. A shallow one doesn't work. I actually tested it with a shallow one to see if it worked.
Okay.
It doesn't. It has to be quite deep because you need the hot water to come up around the sides of the bowl to actually cook
the mixture
that's underneath. And that's what keeps it. It's the quantities of mixture, but that cooking method that gives you that self-saucing method. But it's like that lemony sauce that's all sitting down the bottom with the blackberries. Isn't it delicious?
It's so good.
Yeah. And that's an easy one. Like, that's a really easy one that you can whack up in minutes, have, and it only takes 25 minutes to cook.
And about 2 seconds to eat. Half it. That's like a family portion and half it's gone.
It is. But
that
it's
is
delicious.
So good.
It's comforting and it's lovely. And like custard would be, I brought the custard because I didn't know. Do you like custard or cream or ice cream with your dessert?
Ice cream with everything.
Yeah, that's what I figured. That's why I went, said we'd do ice cream. Custard can be nice. And some people prefer custard, some people prefer cream. It's nice, isn't it?
Custard is nice, actually, now.
And it's the vanilla, you see. The vanilla with the little bit of almond, with the little bit of blackberry goes really well. And again, almonds are that beautiful pairing. Any dessert or anywhere you can get in kind of ground almonds, they go really nicely with blackberries.
Right. Dessert number two.
Bramble Queen of Puddings.
Okay.
This is fabulous. I just
look
adore
at
this. I think it's so lovely. So you've got piped meringue on top. You've got a layer of brown sugar Madeira on the bottom. And then we've got stewed apples and blackberries through the middle. It's a big, deep dish. Now, I did make a one-person portion for you. I figured this was your one-person.
Look at
portion.
That.
It's really lovely. So you've got
it looks
all
amazing.
The layers, doesn't it? I don't.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to get a lovely picture of that. I have another one to do that with. You can eat that one. So I use a basic Madeira mixture, which is 225 grams, right? So I have a Madeira mixture, which is 225. That's how you make a Madeira cake. But I halved it for your little small one. So if you're making a normal one, 225 grams of soft margarine, 225 grams of light brown sugar. And I think the brown sugar adds this lovely kind of almost caramelly note. It's very subtle, but it's in there. Four eggs, 250 or 225 grams of self-raising flour and vanilla. You make your sponge. So I greased that with like melted butter or just, the top of the butter paper. Grease your oven-proof dish.
Yeah.
Pour your Madeira sponge in. Bake that in the oven first for about 20 minutes. And you can do it so it's just slightly, ever so slightly under. There is about 10 little cooking apples that were taken from a neighbour's orchard.
Oh yeah, do they know?
By my mother.
She
not by me.
She raided a neighbour's orchard.
Yeah, yeah. She's dedicated to the cause, isn't she? Mm-hmm. We must tell the neighbour shortly. I'm sure she'll know. No, we did get permission beforehand, but just not specifically. Take those apples, about 8 or 10 of them, stew them down. So a little bit of water in the end of the saucepan. Chop up your apples, a little bit of caster sugar in there. Let them slow cook. Mm-hmm. Layer those on top, layer the blackberries on top. And then the meringue is so a really simple tip for meringue. If you ever want to make like a pavlova, for every egg, 50 grams of sugar. Such a handy way to remember it.
Okay.
So 4 eggs, 200 grams of sugar. 3 eggs, 150 grams of sugar. Make that into a piping bag, pipe it on top, and then back in the oven for about 20 minutes.
Oh, it's really
Isn't
good.
It delicious?
Lovely.
It's a little
and
bit
it
more
looks great.
Yeah, it does. It's really wow. It's a really impressive wow one, particularly with the meringue piped on top. It's lovely. And you get all of those beautiful flavours.
Ah, so good. All so good. I'm going back to my drink here. Tell us what's happening in Kildare.
Yes, Taste of Kildare this weekend, Saturday and Sunday. So it is a festival of so much food, local producers, music, such a vibe, such a festival. It's absolutely brilliant. So I'm hosting the Caller Food Stage and doing cookery demos for the 2 days. So we have Rachel Allen, we have Gary O'Hanlon, we have Chef Philip Gleeson from the Cadine, we have Chef Stefan, Killishy House. We have Bernard McGrain from the Glen Royal.
Oh, wow.
Dominique Kemp, Erica Drum, myself. So there's a whole host of cooks and chefs on the stage over the course of the whole weekend. It's brilliant. We're going to have a really cool beer sommelier chat. So we've got, there's loads of local brewers in Kildare.
Yeah.
Two really good guys coming on stage, and we're going to pair some of the food with the food trucks, but they're going to teach us. You know, we so often hear about wine sommeliers. Mm. We're going to learn about beer. How do you taste beer? How do you learn about the flavour notes in beer? So super weekend, get your tickets and come on down and say hi.
It's on in the racecourse, at the racecourse in Naas, the Kildare, the Taste of Kildare Festival this weekend. So just Google that. You get all the details. As always, Google Aisling Larkin, or search for her name on your different social media channels, and you'll find details of what we were talking about there today and a whole lot more besides. My mouth is slightly full as I read all of this, which all of you can hear at home. It is delicious food. I'm not saying sorry. Aisling, we'll talk to you at the same time next week.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.